Shalom,
hello. We are reading in Rabash Volume 3, an untranslated article called Time of Redemption. You can ask questions at Kabda TV through or
during our preparation for the studies of Passover. We're going to read this article, Time of Redemption. And we'll discuss it, please.
Writings of Rabash in Hebrew, it's volume 3, page 2096. Time of Redemption. The time of redemption is coming, and we should prepare ourselves to the light of redemption, which is coming out of exile to redemption, to freedom.
Of course, we're not talking about the time determined by the calendar, the astronomical calendar, but the time that we come to in our development, to a stage where we yearn for redemption.
And it is known that it is only possible to come out of exile if you're already in exile. And it is known that the Holy Torah is eternal, and it is applied each and every generation. Likewise, we say in the Haggadah that each and every generation one must see himself as if he came out of Egypt.
Questions, if you have questions along the way, please just raise your hand and ask.
Good morning, Rav.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Pargish tov.
I had a nice time at Purim. I think for the first time I could be able to fulfill something you ordered us to.
ונראה לי שבפעם הראשונה אני מרגיש שבאמת השגנו משהו שהיינו צריכים להשיג.
I feel pretty good about it.
ואני מרגיש ממש טוב לגבי זה.
ועוד לא התחיל קצת ככה.
And the air didn't start to come out already?
No.
Okay, we'll wait.
I want to say I'm flying today to Brazil. Uh-huh. And I want to thank you, Hav, for receiving me here, for the open arms we always see.
No.
Through my family, your students here in Israel. I'm pretty glad that I could be able to be here this time. And I'm taken to Brazil. This talk was lit up here. And I'm taken with fear and trembling. I need my friends to stay on fire. I'm leaving the Egypt. I'm not turning back. And I need you as our Moses to show me where I need to go through. I want to say you obrigado.
We're happy that we had a little delegation, if we can call it, from South America in general, and Brazil especially. Give our warm regards to the group, especially to Maurizio. When I spoke with him, we walked around the park in different places. We spoke, He was very much yearning to have another Congress in Brazil. It's possible that we can start thinking in that direction. Let's think about it. In such a way that people can come there from Chile, from Argentina. Start cooking this. Well, maybe also new people from all those countries that will be able to assemble. It's an opportunity to bring them together. Nevertheless, best regards, and we'll be together. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Love you all. I love you all. I'm carrying you with me.
Okay. We'll continue. You didn't ask about the article, but it's okay.
Page 2090, the time of redemption, second column below. Therefore, we should know and understand the matter of exile in which we are. Each and every generation coming out of this exile, what does that mean? The Ari says that the exile of Egypt was when the reason was in exile, meaning the reason of sanctity. And also this matter of reason of sanctity in exile needs interpretation. The Zohar says that Seor and Machmetzet, the sourdough, are 1 degree. And we call it the evil inclination, another authority, other gods. And Baal HaSulam explains that Sitra Achra, the klipa, the shell, the evil inclination, it's all the will to receive. And this is true whether in mind or heart. Meaning that the control of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh's slaves means the control of the will to receive over the organs, meaning all 248 organs. While serving the will to receive, they are called the servants of Pharaoh. It is known that the first factor of work is lolishma, not for her sake, meaning the way children were educated. That's how the foundation of the will to receive begins. When a person is led to understand that the corporeal pleasures are not so valuable, because a person only lives a certain years in this world, and by Torah and mitzvot, he will get the pleasure of the spiritual world, the next world, which is an eternal one. Likewise, in this world, you can succeed in this world by maintaining Torah, keeping Torah and mitzvot. By that, you'll be healthy and have a lot of money and live long. Necessarily, a person, naturally, a person from his will to receive, he's lazy. Some people settle for bread and water. Other people need meat and fish as well. Some people need good kelim, good vessels, and good clothes. Some people need also nice apartments. And it's all according to a person's energy. Meaning some people don't want to work more than they have to. Each one has his own necessity. But working in order to bestow is something out of man's nature. And all that is because a person is created as a will to receive. And since, in order to receive true pleasures, you should first be in adhesion, called equivalence of form, meaning to adapt one's intention so it will be for the sake of heaven, meaning to bestow. This is the quality of the Creator. He is called the bestower, and this contradicts nature. So it turns out he is in exile, under the control of the king of Egypt. And since the body is called the will to receive, a person should not serve the Creator against his desire, because if you force someone, you have no pleasure, only sorrow. And this is the path of the Torah, meaning until you reach Torah, Lishma, for her sake, your life will be sorrowful because you're working in coercion.
Questions?
In the beginning of the article, it says that the time of redemption is about to come and we should prepare ourselves more to the light of redemption. Friends from the virtual group are asking, how should we prepare ourselves to the light of redemption?
There are times that were determined by this illumination that constantly develops the will to receive, and this illumination is working and working on everyone, and this process is a natural process. We have the ability to accelerate this process. As it's written, Israel hastens the times by adding to the action of the light from above that develops, evolves humanity. We can add our own development through Torah and Mitzvot. We can connect like the Kabbalists recommend in a group, and this group will be like many humanity, small scale Adam Rishon, and in this group to determine to establish the same laws of connection between us as they were in Adam Rishon before the sin. And then we're inviting the upper light to influence us even more and to connect us. It's as if we are trying to perform a quantum leap, a time leap. Let's say that in the usual way, it'll take us a few hundred years for the upper light to pressure us and connect us. But instead, we want it to happen now. We're doing everything that's required of us, like little children that are trying to build various things, and by that they develop. We wish to build a group where the laws of the end of correction will operate. And then according to our efforts, the upper light influences the group and does it. We obligate it. These are simply the laws of nature. According to the effort that we exert, our desire for connection, our yearning, awakens the upper light to influence us more, and it influences us more and advances us. This is the meaning of accelerating, hastening times, the times of development. That's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. There's nothing else besides that. Meaning the effort towards connection to obtain love thy friend as yourself, which is the end of correction, this should be for us as the goal that we are placing before us, and we're working on it at any given moment. And it's not nice words or even corporeal actions, although, you know, we need certain actions, but the main thing is to pick into one's heart and see how much I agree or disagree and through what actions I can awaken the light. And we have everything that Kabbalists wrote to us, Bala Sulam, Abash, Ma'ov HaShemesh, from Abraham onwards, they only write on that, how to awaken the heart to connect with others in order to awaken the light of the end of correction to work on us. That's it. That's the whole wisdom of Kabbalah. Therefore, our practical work is only in the 10. That in my ten I see the whole world, all of reality. And if I try to do it in this way, I will see indeed that all of reality concentrates there. And there's nothing else to do. Yes, Terence.
Rav, why does he say that each and every generation we have to come out of Egypt? Why? Why isn't it enough once to come out of Egypt?
The will to receive works in the a discrete form. I don't know how to say it. There's discrete impulses. It's divided. And this division comes to us from four phases of direct light. And then inside the will to receive, which is in the fourth discernment, Pchinat Dalet, is divided into 125 degrees, and each degree is divided further and further, meaning the will to receive is completely gradiated. That's why each time that we work, why is it done this way? Because each time we work on a small piece, like a child who sees something before him and he does it. If he would see some, I don't know, we would never be able to. We can only see 4 cubits, as we call it, 4 discernments before us. And they're small. And that's what we do. In those 4 discernments, we feel the will to receive and how much we're integrated and incorporated in it, and we're unable to come out of it. And this is called Egypt. And how do we concentrate and assemble the vessels and lights that would help us run away from there and receive the Torah and come to throughout this entire process to the end of correction of those tiny 4 discernments that appear before me. I'm done. That's it. I reached my own end of correction, my current end of correction, a mini end of correction and a partial one. But I'm done. Boom, a greater will to receive appears, and I have to do it all over again. And in this way, I do it again and again and again. That is the path. You can't give a person the entire desire so he would see before him such a monster. It's impossible. Even what we're given is very, very difficult. We need a group and dissemination and reflected light and all sorts of things. Look what's happening. The first degree is the most difficult because we lack the experience. We lack the letters of the work. We don't know what's going on here, how to imagine things correctly. Later it becomes easier, but nevertheless, that's why all those things are working according to these predefined shapes. That's why in each such degree, you have Egypt, and coming out of Egypt, and receiving the Torah, you're building everything, you're correcting everything. Good, nice. You didn't even finish to say the word good, and immediately the evil appears, even greater than before.
What is generation? Maybe I'm confused.
A generation is a degree.
Isn't it the...
No, this is not a generation.
Isn't it a group of people?
No. Though a generation means that you go from one degree to another. This step, that's the generation. That's why in each and every generation, a person has to see himself as if he's coming out of Egypt, a generation where the temple is not built in it, it's ruined in it, and so on. The generation is the degree. You're given that predefined desire on which you have to work.
בוקר טוב, רב. מה זה הגולה במצרים לאסיריה?
Good morning, Rav. what does it mean to be in exile as a ten?
Exile of Egypt in the ten is where each ten begins to feel itself. Yeah, well, it depends on its state. Maybe it doesn't want Egypt. It doesn't want to connect, for example, like the sons of Jacob before they went down to Egypt. But there's one quality that says, yes, we do need to connect. And the remaining qualities of a person disagree with that quality. Meaning the sensation of exile. We talked about it yesterday. In the third lesson, I think. The sensation of exile. I wrote about it on Twitter. That I live like a king. I have everything. A house. A private jet, private yacht, what else do you have? Everything. I need nothing. Everything that I want, I have. That's how the Haggadah of Passover and the Torah describes to us how the Jews lived in the land of Goshen. The land of Goshen is the nicest, most beautiful place, truly Garden of Eden, heaven, and everything is there. You need nothing. And it's good and beautiful. The Egyptians treat them well, serve them. Pharaoh is ready to give them anything and everything. But what's the problem? A desire for connection has evolved in them, and they see that they cannot connect. Why? The ego separates them, and instead of that, they feel blows on their ego that as much as they exert, they try to connect, they feel a blow on their ego, on Pharaoh. And try to connect even more a certain way, and another blow. Each time, a blow. They can't do anything. And then only one thing remains, to run away. Meaning, we, with our egos, were unable to connect. What do? We have to rise above it. And then after 10 blows, that they received in all their qualities, in the 10, and the attempt to connect, they decide. We see no end in it, nothing. And then they come to exiting Egypt. But later, that same condition of Arvut is there. What do they say? If you don't connect in Arvut, this will be your burial place. We continue in the same direction. And then they find themselves before the mountain. So the thing about connection follows them from the beginning of the work until the end of correction, and it constantly grows. And they have to overcome it more. But in those overcomings, there's a great revelation. Nevertheless, you begin to be a partner to the Creator.
Kenla.
So it turns out that you come into Egypt because a desire to connect is born, when you want to connect.
A desire to connect is born on the one hand. On the other hand, there's no choice, nothing to do. You see, there's great famine in the land of Israel. that in everything we learned before, we've done before, we thought that through them we can advance. We learn, we perform various actions and meals and congresses, everything is good. What else is missing? And nevertheless, you see that there's nothing with which to revive ourselves, our souls. And those who, the one who wants to connect, which is a quality of Yosef, of Joseph, it draws everyone into Egypt. Meaning, we see in that state that if we begin to connect, and look at the very cunning way with which they enter and exit Egypt, and enter and exit it again. We'll learn about all these stealthy entrances and departures, and what Yosef is doing in this prison. That's how we enter. It's not simple.
Not simple at all, and not clear. So we're not yet in Egypt. With all these congresses and everything, we're not there yet. We have to go in there.
No, Mitzrayim, Egypt is felt when we work in the tent, and we're happy with it, and we rejoice in that, and we think that we're advancing. And that's already in a certain connection in the tent. Later, we begin to see that we can't connect and to discover in us the upper force that needs to appear between us. We were unable to do it. And what's stopping us? Our ego. And then we locate it more and more. At first we thought it was good, because by that we learn, we connect, and to a certain degree. And then we stop. Why? Because what we learned today about the study of the Ten Sefirot, part one, is that the will to receive, look how it's built. Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. That's Bchina Dalet, the fourth discernment. Therefore, when we work on Shosh, Aleph, Bet, then we don't learn yet that the will to receive is objecting us. Rather, we can influence one another and be good to one another, and so on. And it goes together, hand in hand. Connection is good. You can talk to the whole world, and the world will say, connection, of course, is good. When we don't resist it, don't object to it. What are you making all that fuss about connection? We also have connection. They can tell you that. I remember Avram Ashkenazi that bought the blessing of the food, Birkat Hamazon, in the meal of the completion of the Zohar in the mountain of Miron. He paid for it as much as an apartment is worth. And then he said, with us? His wife said, why did you come now? He's praying in the Hasidic movement of Slonim, meaning another 2 hours. And he said, with us in Slonim, we have Shabbat, our friends, and fear of the Creator, or something like that. Understand? Everybody thinks that they have it. Everybody thinks this way. But why? The desires of Shosh, Aleph, and Bet, they don't object. The desire of Shosh, of Gimel and Dalet, then you feel that you're unable to work with it. It's not about whether you like it or not. You see people here are willing to sit together, to study, to connect, somehow on these tiny desires, the small coarseness. They're able to overcome because the profit is greater than the loss. Whereas in the great desires, which is truly the will to receive, there already they can do it. There's an objection on the side of the desire itself, and the people of Israel side from the work.
So you go into Egypt when you know, you go into Egypt to the land of Goshen, everything is nice and good, and they enjoy it. You can see it by the people who come to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes, it's good, it's nice. Look what we have here. What a society, what things, meals, congresses, everything. Proud about it. Later, where are you later? The will to receive starts. That really is part of the true will to receive. Yes? So what he's trying to say is that when you reach a degree, when the will to receive appears to such an extent that you hate, and you start understanding that only the Creator can help, then, Rav, if you continue, most of them will run away. Only a few people will stay, and here they have to discover that a special work appears. And then you start to discover and locate everything inside man. Rav, yes, of course. Then here a person starts looking for the friends and everything. Everything is learned in the group. The relationship in the group should show you everything that appears in the Torah, the connections, everything that's against, the field that the Lord has blessed, the children of Jacob, all these quarrels and all these things, Pharaoh, the prison, the ministers, in short, all of Egypt. Everything includes the Exodus, including the Exodus and including standing before Mount Sinai. That's true work on connection in a genuine way. When you discover the Creator more and more and more, but still it's in the vessels of bestowal. It's a vessel of Bina, the 40 years of the desert. In the Torah it's not explained. Until they go into the land of Israel, meaning you discover the Creator within the desire. If you can reach that already, you will reveal. The Kabbalists don't write about it. Yes. Yesterday in Twitter, you wrote that only patience will build a Kabbalist. Rav, yes? Isn't that true? There's a verse, only the heroes that were patient enough could... What are you talking about? Do I write it? Question, what does it mean to be patient in the wisdom of Kabbalah? Rav, being patient means till the end of my life. I will not leave the path. I will stay. I'm here, and I'm in the hands of the Creator. As much as I'm lazy or not lazy, it all comes from above, ultimately. All I have to do is be present. Be present in it. That's it, to always be willing to lay down on the operation table. They can operate and do whatever I need. And I'll aid it as much as I can. I'll help. That's patience. Patience means, doesn't mean I'm just lazy. It means that I'm doing whatever I can. And because I'm on my way to the vessels of bestowal, I don't demand anything except for one thing. To have the will to bestow as much as possible. And that, it works. On you too, I see it. It's working. It's working. Okay, yes. Daily task? Okay, yes. Daily task.
Rak b'cha talui.
It depends only on you if the friends will remain in Egypt or will come out of Egypt. How can you awaken the friends to come out of Egypt today? Again, it depends only on you if the friends remain in Egypt or come out of it. How will you awaken your friends to come out of Egypt today? An announcement. You're all invited to watch our Zohar lesson tonight at 6 p.m. Israel time with Dr. Rav Michael Lightman. Let's continue on Sviva Tova. Okay, friends, everyone writes a few sentences to summarize the lesson. We'll take about 5 minutes for that. And stay quiet. Okay, again, every friend writes a summary of the lesson for himself. A few sentences, about 5 minutes. And let's remain quiet while doing it.
Ahem.
Every friend, we invite all the friends to publicize his summary to his friends in the 10 and in the social networks you're a member of. Again, you're all invited to share your summary with your friends or on Sviva Tova or on the social media. Let's sing a song.
בזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב ישחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש